Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Kerry, once again, All Ireland senior football champions after defeating Galway in a thriller in Croke Park. It came down to the last few minutes. And this happened just a day after Brian Cody finally stepped down as manager of the Kilkenny Hurlers after 24 glorious years at the helm. So, to look back at a very busy weekend in sport, we're joined by Off the Ball's Cathal Mullany. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's start with Kerry and Galway. I mean, things looked a bit rough for the Kingdom in the first half. There was a lot made of the points that they missed. They had so many wides, but they were trying to score from ridiculous angles.
Yeah, their shooting efficiency certainly let them down in the first half. They were creating the chances, but there probably was a little bit of nervousness there, and that Jack O'Connor also spoke after about the pressure that was on Kerry, obviously looking for their first All-Ireland in 8 years, which is such a long time in the Kingdom, where they'd won 37 up until yesterday. So they were looking to get over the line, and their shooting was poor in the first half, you're right. And Galway leading by a point at half-time. Galway probably a little bit disappointed not to be further ahead, because they played really, really well, and the quality of their score. Kerry coming into it then after half time, they started to dominate. But when you look back at it, Pat, it was still 16 points apiece with 5 minutes of normal time left to play. And Kerry did finish that little bit stronger. They had a better impact.
There was a bit of naivety on goal. There was a kick out there that went astray. Mm. And you just felt that they maybe the excitement of possibly winning it Kerry lost the way a bit.
Yeah, Kerry with that little bit more of experience, having played in the 2019 final, a lot of those players as well, and they've won underage titles too. But Galway put in a superb performance, and I think they'll be, when the dust settles, they'll be quite pleased with the year. Obviously the disappointment of not getting over the line yesterday, but they have quite a good age profile. So do Kerry, but the Kerry got the last 4 points to win by 20 points to 16. And the question now, Pat, that a lot of people are posing is whether this Kerry team is primed to dominate, perhaps like Dublin have dominated in recent years. It's hard to know whether they have enough to do it to that extent.
It's a tight squeeze against Dublin. I would not write Dublin off for the next decade. Pat Spillane, of course, retiring as a pundit.
Yes.
And a big family day for him yesterday.
Absolutely. The Spillanes with 21 All-Ireland medals now in their family. Pat Spillane has been such a huge part of Gaelic games for such a long time now. Obviously one of the best players that's ever played the game, and as a pundit for the last 30 years. Got emotional on the Sunday game yesterday as well, as he signed off, but he has made a huge contribution to Gaelic games, and he certainly will be missed on the media front as well. But he was delighted to see his native Kerry get over the line.
I don't think we've heard the last of Pat Spillane somehow. I think he'll be appearing regularly in various forums. Now, Brian Cody, no real shock, I suppose. Some surprise, he's pugnacious when he's on the touchline. He's a very gentle kind of a man when you meet him socially. So the going was, you know, typical of the man.
Yes, there was rumours throughout the week, Pat, that Brian Cody was considering his position. Then the news officially emerged on Saturday afternoon, shortly before 2 o'clock. So 24 years in charge of the Kilkenny Senior Hurlers, 11 All-Ireland titles, which is just a remarkable record. Yeah. It won't be repeated, I think it's fair to say. What he's achieved with the county in that time won't be matched by any other county, you would think, in that time frame. Just the consistency that they displayed at the provincial level, and then obviously at All-Ireland level as well. And he's remoulded a team, Pat, on 3, 4, 5 occasions, you could say. And obviously had a lot of top quality players in that time, but he leaves with Kilkenny in quite a good place. They pushed Limerick so close last weekend. He would have loved to have gone out with another Lee McCarthy, no doubt, but he leaves Kilkenny in quite a strong position, and really the most successful manager in the history of Gaelic games.
Who's going to take the poison chalice?
Well, lots of names being linked to it. The likes of Eddie Brennan, Henry Shefflin, of course, in Galway, Derek Ling hearing another name that's being linked to it. It's still a very attractive job. There's very little between the teams, you would think, at the upper end of the hurling scale right now. So I would think they will go in-house. It will be someone from Kilkenny. But yep, lots of speculation, and that will only develop further.
I mean, obviously, Henry's success with Galway would suggest that he would be heir apparent, but would he walk away from Galway having had such remarkable success?
And just a year in Galway. Yeah. I think he would have quite a degree of commitment to Galway at this stage as well. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. But Eddie Brennan has inter-county experience as well. Derek Ling at underage level with Kenny, and they've all played to such a high level. They know the score.
Now, Darren Clark did a double.
He certainly did.
It took
did.
A while.
It did. There was a very heavy rain at Glen Eagles yesterday at the Senior Open Championship, but they eventually got it finished almost in darkness. Darren Clark with a birdie on the last to finish on 10 under par to win the Senior Open title. One shot better than Porrick Harrington. Harrington with six back nine birdies. He struggled on the front nine, but closed to within a shot of Clark in the end, but Clark winning. And interestingly, Darren Clark, just the fourth player in history to complete the Open Championship and the Senior Open Championship double. Clark won the Open in 2011, and now he's got the Senior Open title as well. Of course, Harrington won the US Seniors Open earlier on this year. So two Irish players in the mix there at Glen Eagles, but Clark winning out in the end.
Tour de France ended, and also in France we had Formula One.
Yeah, Jonas Vingegaard winning the Tour de France. This was expected. He had a comfortable lead heading into the final stage yesterday and negotiated that without any real trouble. So he's the champion there. Formula One as well. Dramatic crasher Charles Leclerc. Max Verstappen taking victory at the French Grand Prix. Disappointment again for Charles Leclerc. Verstappen now with 7 wins in 12 races. He has a 63-point lead at the top. That's with 10 races to go.
He's not really to be caught. And Leclerc admitted it was driver error, even though they thought maybe the throttle had gone, AWOL.
Yeah, I thought Leclerc was quite tough on himself, actually, in his post-race comments. But you're right there that he did take responsibility for that yesterday.
And we had some remarkable stuff in the World Athletic Championships in Oregon. The Americans failing on the relay. They just don't seem to practice the baton changeovers as they should.
Yeah, that's right. And in terms of Irish interest overnight, Pat Sarah Lavin describing her best ever run, as she described a run in the 100-metre hurdle semi-final. Didn't qualify for the final, but clocked a time of 12.87, so she's pleased with her display there. Brendan Boyce was also in action yesterday, Donegal man, with a 25th place finish. That was in the final of the 35 kilometre walk at the World Athletics Championships in Oregon. His time, 2 hours 33 minutes and 31 seconds, and that has now concluded the World Athletics Championships last
night. Alright, well, that walking event, it cannot be good for the body. Cannot.
Most very difficult, isn't it?
Odd-looking thing. Is it good for the hips? Anyway, Cathal, thank you very much. Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.